You are now tuning in to the Strengthen the Soul podcast, a safe space for learning and growing. I am Katie, your host, a therapist, energy healer, and psychic medium helping you to heal and transform your life. I coach individuals and entrepreneurs on how to heal at the roots and overcome the barriers to positive change. Here we will discuss healing of the mind, body, and soul to help you navigate your personal and professional life and feel safe on your spiritual evolution. Hello and welcome to another episode of Strengthen the Soul podcast. Today I want to talk to you about divine timing and what is coming up during this 2023 Lionsgate portal, which happens every single year around the time of August 8th, before and after that date. You can feel this very powerful energy. And every single year that we come across this portal, I swear to you, like, the energy is unlike anything. I feel it leading up to it and afterwards. I've held different ceremonies around it. And I've had clients reach out to me almost a year later to reflect on what's come up from this portal, this time, and the things that we did in the ceremony, and how their life completely, like, transformed, and things, like, came to fruition, and what they focused on, and just the energy that they're living in now because they utilized the power of this portal and this energetic portal. So I'm going to do a guided meditation for you so you can tap into this energy and change your life. And I'm also going to do a channeled message and tarot reading for you all around this energy. And the reason why I'm bringing up divine timing as well is because this is a theme amongst this energy right now in this portal. Divine timing. How everything is working out according to a divine timing. And it's always working out for us, even if it doesn't feel like it. If you hold this vision of what you desire in your life, just keep in mind that there's so much in between here and the vision. Doesn't mean that it's going to take a long time. It could be tomorrow. It could be in 2 years. But it's all about what happens from now until then. And we cannot force divine timing. That's the blessing of it, is that it actually happens when it's supposed to. And we kind of have to let go of the expectation that it's going to happen when we want it to. Now, there are a few things that I want to talk about with divine timing. It's like, we can do things, we can take action, we can change the way we're thinking, we can change the way that we're feeling, and we can change our reality by the choices that we make every single day, and it might speed up the process. And that's what manifestation is that it almost speeds up the process because you're living your life in a different way. But the vision remains the same. You can also take the approach of just fully trusting, knowing that you want to show up as your best self. And it's going to happen when it's supposed to. And the universe is going to continue to guide you and bless you. And also, there is something to be said about prayer and asking and witnessing and receiving miracles. And I like to look at these things as miracle moments, right? Like, when an unexpected blessing comes into your life and you didn't have to do anything to make it happen. And I talked about a little bit about this in the previous episode, Shift Your Environment, Shift Your Life, is that you don't necessarily have to manipulate things all the time to get what you want. Yes, we work with energy. Yes, we take action in our life. And yes, we shift our subconscious mind. We shift our mindset. We work on our emotional states of being. And all of those things change our life and bring in our desires. Those are proven facts. And I'm recording a whole episode around that too for you. But it's also in just knowing that we are inherently worthy of receiving unexpected blessings and miracles all the time. Think about it. You unexpectedly find money on the ground. You unexpectedly run into somebody. It's a divine coincidence, right? A divine intervention that you are synchronistically receiving signs on the daily. I mean, how many of you receive multiple signs from the universe every single day? We all do. There's no coincidence in all of that. And this energy, this message that's prompting me to talk about this was on Saturday, August 5th. I had the most amazing day. I connected with so many individuals in the community from my healing space. Right now I have a healing space inside of a shopping center, and it's like it looks like a little mini shopping mall. You walk into this building and there's like six of us in there, and it's such a beautiful opportunity to be open and connect with everybody who's coming in. And the town did a huge townwide event, so we all like were present, and there were so many people coming in and out, and I was having so many amazing conversations. And it just occurred to me that there is no coincidence why I'm speaking to this person, I'm speaking to that person, I'm speaking to this person. These people are here to serve me in some way. And then I hosted a healing circle there was almost 10 of us, and we did this beautiful healing meditation with holy fire Reiki and breath work, and we opened up to vulnerability, and we released what was holding us back from what we truly desire. And it was so beautiful to see everybody open up in their vulnerability, and each person that was there was reflecting back to me things that I needed to hear for my own personal life and in my professional business. You know, like, people were giving me feedback on how much I've helped them. Somebody even said before they left the building that, you know, Katie, like, you're a role model. And it was just such a blessing to me. And it was no coincidence why I needed to hear that, because even just earlier that week, I was having limiting beliefs, comparing myself to other people, saying like, the trajectory of my business isn't moving fast enough. I'm not moving fast enough closer to that vision that I have of my life and where I want to be. And I'm nothing. I'm nobody. Like, I'm not successful. Like, and number one, obviously having those thoughts is like requires deeper healing and a deeper analysis of what's going on with myself. And like, I'm working on that, right? Because we have to take responsibility for how we show up. But also, in that same very week, I had somebody tell me I'm a role model. It's like, there's a trending audio on Instagram, like the reels, and it says, you're over here doubting yourself and someone else is intimidated by your own potential. And although I'm not looking at it in that kind of way, I'm looking at it like, I'm over here having limiting beliefs, doubting myself, and this person sees such beauty in me. Looks to me for guidance, looks to me as a role model. And it really just shifted my perspective of like, you know, Katie, you're constantly looking to be seen, because that's part of your core wounds. And that's something that I've known and been working on. And it still triggers me. I still feel like I need so much evidence and external validation from people that they see me and they see what I'm doing. And it's like, you can ask this question if you're going through something similar of like, when is enough going to be enough for you? You know, it's like, oh, Katie, like you gain a million followers and is that going to be enough for you? Is that when you're going to feel truly seen? No. And obviously it's not about the followers. It's just an example, right? Like, what are you, what's that big grand event that's going to change your life? It's not, because you are the one that's going to change your life. You are the one that has to heal. So your conscious mind doesn't continue to look for evidence to prove your subconscious beliefs. And that's the truth. My subconscious beliefs are that I'm not enough. So I'm constantly looking for evidence of that until those beliefs are fully healed. And we make headway on our healing journey if we are intentional. So I've been showing up intentionally over the years, healing, doing the work. And of course, I've made some headway. But healing takes time. And the beauty of your healing journey and the difficulty on your healing journey is that it's going to hit you time and time again. It's that non-linear journey that you have events that trigger you. You heal. You have events that trigger you, but you're coming at that event from a more healed place. And we're never going to be fully healed, because we are humans in this life, emotional beings, constantly working through our past, our present, our future, you know, navigating life's greatest challenges and navigating challenges with where we currently are and how we're evolving and beating ourselves at every step of and stage of the way. Hey guys, so for this next meditation, I want you to grab a journal, get comfortable, get into a safe place, and know that it's safe for you to be vulnerable and to really open up what you're guided to really open up to, whether it is to release emotion, to gain clarity, to have more of an emotional experience, have a spiritual experience, which you could say is all in the same, right? Whatever is coming up for you, I want you to know that this is your unique journey and it's okay. So I want you to pause the meditation, get yourself settled, and when you're ready, you can hit play. So I want you to take a big deep breath in here and release. Make sure you are anchored into the earth here, wherever you're laying or sitting. Ground yourself firmly on the ground and breathe in deeply through your nose and out through the mouth, knowing that you have the capability to slow down and feel better in your body at any time. Use this experience as evidence that your body shares with you information to help you heal and thrive in this life. Think about what your body has been saying to you. Our body speaks to us through feelings, reactions, moments. Are you hurting? Are you in pain? Are you having an allergic reaction to things? Are you inflamed? Are you exhausted? Do you physically have something that's coming up, a rash? Do you have a chronic illness? Are you getting headaches? Are you overthinking? Do you have acne? These are all just examples of ways our body is speaking to us when there is an imbalance in our life. Breathe in deeply through the nose and out through the mouth. The power of the breath expands our body, creating more room for freedom and peace and balance. Big deep breath in here.
through the nose and out through the mouth. And now I want you to think about how your life is reflecting back to you what you need to know about where you want to go, the things that are no longer working for you, where you're feeling stuck, where there's energy that's stagnant and there's not a lot of flow. Is there resistance showing up in your life? And also, I want you to think about what is working in your life. What is being reflected to you to do more of those things? When are you the happiest? When are you the most fulfilled? Where do you see the most flow and abundance and opportunity coming into your life? What feels really good? There is such beauty in synchronicity, divine timing, divine intervention, where the universe shows up for us. And I want you to think about these things with no judgment here. It's not good, it's not bad. It's just an illumination to help us grow. What is working? What isn't working? Where are we feeling resistance? Where are we feeling flow? What are we letting go of? And what are we moving towards? Another big deep breath in here. And I want you to visualize yourself walking in an open field. And beneath your feet are these sensors with every step. These sensors connect to the beautiful grounding energy of the earth. And the earth beautifully and freely accepts any stagnant negative energy that is no longer serving your highest good at this time. With every step, it takes a little bit more from you and it replenishes this energy into light and love and abundance out into the world. Knowing that you've done other service through your learnings and your experience. And your energy is miraculous. Your energy is pure and loving. And it's recycled in this life. We all have a purpose here. And I want you to think about, what do you desire most in this life? What is your true purpose? And maybe you discover your purpose through all the hardships you've gone through in your life. Maybe you've always known what you've wanted to do, but you've let society or people in your life stop you. And now it's time to step further, deeper into this purpose. And as you're walking through the field, you notice that the earth begins to give you this beautiful, protective, healing, high vibrational, energetic light. And it moves up through your feet, through your knees, your legs, your hips, your belly. And take a big, deep breath in here, filling the body up with air, and fully release out. And this light now travels up to your heart center, where this magnetic heart center that constantly draws in beautiful experiences of light and love into your life. This light now expands as you take a big deep breath in and release. And this light expands in your heart center, illuminating and expanding out into the universe, this magnetic energy of your desires. And the universe hears you, the universe sees you and feels you, feels this energetic vibration of your desire, and is quickly now going to reflect back to you everything that you need to fulfill this desire. And now this light moves up your throat, through your third eye, and out the top of your head, and wraps your body, your mind, your soul, your spirit, your aura, in this beautiful golden energy. And this golden energy is protecting you, healing you, and it's shedding anything that has attached itself to you that is going to prevent you from fulfilling your purpose and receiving your desires. It's going to empower you to take action in alignment with these desires. It's going to regulate your emotions and match your emotional well-being to where you desire to be. And it's going to empower you to feel safe to be your authentic self, where you can take this aligned action, you can make better choices in your life, and it's going to help you take responsibility for everything that you feel, do, say, and who you are. Because who you are is good enough. You've always been whole. You've always been worthy. And now it's just about believing in that, believing in yourself enough to take that right action towards your desires. And maybe those desires feel a little bit more attainable now. The action feels a little bit easier now to take. The right people in your life are glowing because they have the same golden energy, the same frequency level as you are now. And maybe you're letting go of old habits, outdated, stagnant energy, and maybe even people. And you send this old energy, relationships, habits, patterns, you send all of that love, knowing that it served you up until this moment. And you are new. You are a new version of you. And it's safe now to embrace that. Take a big deep breath in here. And release. Another big deep breath in here. And release. And now it's time for you to bring yourself back into your body. Put your hand over your heart and thank yourself for this time, this energetic shift. And you can begin to journal about what came up for you here. Thank you.
So now that you guys did your own internal work with your meditation and your journaling and really, really thinking about what is coming up today in your channeled guidance and tarot reading Lionsgate Portal podcast, I am actually going to use my friend's Oracle deck first. Her name is Dana Whitby, and she created the Inner Compass Oracle. And so I'm really, really excited to open this up and channel a message from her Oracle deck first, and then we'll get into a tarot reading. So this is a message collectively for all of us, and the way that it is going to serve you is going to be different. However, the message is going to be the same. Okay. All right. So the message that comes up is Sirius. So we're going to look it up here. So this is all about authenticity, self-acceptance, confidence. Sirius, the brightest star in the sky, shines like a beacon from the heavens. In ancient times, many myths and legends were created around this star, both positive and negative. The Sirius card arrives when you are on the receiving end of both criticism and praise from others. Sirius has wisdom to offer around being the center of attention. Every year, Sirius is hidden behind the sun for a period of time, but its return to visibility coincides with the Nile River's annual flooding season. Ancient Egyptians believed that Sirius sent the floods due to the timing of its appearance. On the positive side, because Sirius is the brightest star, it has been revered as the greatest reflection of the divine that we can see here on Earth. Sirius is coming to you now as validation that when your light shines brightly, it attracts both adoration and criticism. You may feel tempted to dim your light or to shrink back into the shadows to lessen the amount of feedback coming your way. These types of reactions only ignite feelings of self-abandonment because you are refusing to honor who you truly are. Like Sirius, others will view you through many different lenses during your life. To some, you are the villain, and to others, you are the hero. It's actually really, I just have to stop saying that, like, stop reading this for a second, because guys, like, earlier in the episode, I was telling you how there was that differentiation between the way that I thought about myself and the way that somebody else literally said I was their role model. And like, that is just so beautiful that this message is coming in for us, that through our life experiences, we will have our own self-criticism, right? And criticism from others. But it's so important to have that self-acceptance through those different experiences, whether it is yourself or other people. It is important to stay true to your soul and what feels authentic to you, despite what others might think. When you love yourself for both your shadow and divine essence, you are shining your light in the most authentic way possible. Regardless of whether you are the villain or hero in someone else's story, you are always the main character in yours. Hold steadfast to the power you possess as the brightest star in your sky. Reminder, dimming your light ignites self-abandonment. Allowing it to shine radiates authenticity. Allow your light to shine, my friends. Like, literally, what a beautiful freaking message for the Lionsgate portal energy. Okay, what I love most about working with tarot is that I go based off of obviously what's coming up through the cards. It's a physical way for spirit to channel messages through me, but I also use my intuitive abilities and my spiritual gifts. So I am receiving messages from spirit using my intuition and using the physical presence of these cards. So I'm definitely picking up on there is a lot of us that are stuck in patterns that are keeping us stuck, and it feels so heavy is what they're saying. Like, it feels so heavy. It feels like it's so hard to get out of. And we want to validate you on that, number one. And number two, that it's time. It's time for you to step into a place of freedom and power. They're really, really bringing up power. And there's power in forgiveness. So the judgment card just came through, which is all about taking the time to forgive somebody else, and that things aren't always as they seem. And it's taking that time to really heal and use that forgiveness. So forgive yourself for not knowing any better until this moment. We get into places on our healing journey where there's that power in reflection, where we're able to actually have the ability to reflect back and say, oh, wow, like I have the knowledge that I didn't know then. I'm a different person now than I was back then. And I have the ability to be in a place of forgiveness. And I am such a believer in empowerment versus forcefulness. You do not have to force yourself to be in a place that you're not ready to be in. True healing happens from a place of empowerment when we are feeling truly empowered. I just looked at the time and I've been recording for 2 minutes and 22 seconds. When we truly feel empowered to change, to heal, to make decisions, to take action, that's when our life truly changes. And that's what the judgment card is bringing to those patterns and those stuck places that you're in right now. So let me show you what is coming up so far. We have the Devil card, which it is not the devil. It is just about those unhealed wounds coming up to surface, those patterns that don't make you feel good. We have the Judgment card, and then we have the Nine of Swords. The Nine of Swords is here telling us all about that mental clutter that fills our mind, keeping us stuck. And I truly believe that we need to create harmony between our mind, body, and soul to create that sustained healing, that it's not just in our mindset and it's not just in our body, that we have to create that balance between the mind-body connection. And here, though, they're really highlighting these thought patterns that are keeping you stuck. So I want you to take inventory on what thoughts are continuously coming up to the surface. What thoughts are continuously coming up to the surface that don't make you feel good in your body? They're saying to me that you are way more compassionate than you give yourself credit for, but you're using it all for other people and not yourself. So there's that self-compassion that is coming in. And how beautiful is it that if we connect the message from earlier from the Oracle card deck, and you can listen to the podcast to listen more on that, for anybody watching the video that I'm also recording here, is that the Oracle card deck brought up this beautiful message of self-acceptance and shining our light brightly, not being afraid of what other people think about us or the criticism of others. And that criticism that we have within us and that fear that we have of other people judging us is because we have that mental clutter, that those mental statements, that inner critic that just is so loud within our mind. And that's what's keeping you stuck. And I can go into the science of everything about how to really transform your mindset from the subconscious beliefs that are the deeply rooted culprit of it all, and how it shifts our reality once we heal at the roots and change our subconscious mind, our beliefs that we have about ourselves that form our identity. So stay tuned for another episode on that, where I can help you understand how to completely change your reality by shifting your identity, your subconscious beliefs, and your conscious thoughts. Our conscious thoughts can then reprogram our subconscious beliefs. So it's like a whole thing. We will get into it. But for the purpose of this episode, that is coming up in this reading for you. Okay. So then now we have the Four of Pentacles. And this card always comes up for me when I see that there's a lot of stagnant energy and your life is just about to change. Your life is just about to change. And it's just going to take shifting those very patterns that are keeping you stuck to change your life completely. It's right there. It's going to take the inner work. So we have the Hermit. We have the Hermit card. And the Hermit card is all about the inner work. It's just going within, spending more time focusing on you and what you need versus what other people need. And also seeking out healing outside of yourself. You know, we often think like, once I get this, I'm going to be happy and I'll feel better and all is well, all is healed. And that's not the case. It's truly about going within and taking care of what we really need to take care of. Like, finally, you need to do it. And then we have the Eight of Pentacles, which is creating that sense of mastery in your life. They want you to keep going, like keep working towards your goals. Don't give up. When you feel like it's the hardest, you are right there. You are right about to have that breakthrough. It's just that determination. So again, bringing focus back into the mind of don't let those negative thoughts consume you into quitting. And let's ask for just one more final message here. Woo! Oh my gosh! Yep. Again, we have the Two of Swords. It's just that imbalance that's illuminating imbalance in your life. It's just creating more of that balance. They're also bringing up money for me of like, are you spending more than you're making? Are you indulging a little bit more right now? There's something about money that they want you to create a little bit more balance about too in your life. And then we have the Ten of Pentacles, which is such an incredible card. I love when this card comes up. It's about a sense of completion. And for me, what I'm truly picking up on in this tarot spread is just that there's a sense of like, you're right there. You're almost where you want to be, or you're almost even seeing signs of that you're almost at your destination, right? Because sometimes the journey to your goals, healing, fulfilling your desires, getting what you want, shifting your life, whatever the case may be, sometimes it feels like you're not even getting evidence that life is changing, right? But it's right there. You know, open your eyes, start practicing gratitude for what is working on your journey, and then you we'll see that there are things that are happening in your life. Like, there is a lot of stagnant energy that's coming up in this reading. However, it's just showing like on the cusp. You just have to go a little bit deeper, dig a little bit deeper into yourself, take the time to focus on yourself a little bit more, change those thoughts, and all is well. I mean, the Ten of Pentacles not only is about that you're almost there, it's the sign of completion that you're going to hit your goals, you're going to fulfill your desires, but it's all about like abundance and happiness, fulfillment. I couldn't be happier that that card came towards the end, because there was a lot of heaviness coming out in this card, which tells me like I'm picking up. And when I actually channeled the meditation, I was picking up on a lot of the energy that was coming up for anybody who is listening, that a lot of people are going through really hard times right now. I feel a lot of heaviness and a lot of energy that is just about to open for you. So here is a beautiful visualization that you can practice also during this Lionsgate portal, is you can visualize literally yourself standing at a doorway And I want you to ground your energy into where you are, whatever you're visualizing, and take note of what you are visualizing, because that's also important too. Are you in your house? Are you in your dream home? Are you in a home that makes you feel the safest? And I want you to ground your energy and say, I'm open and ready to receive guidance to my next chapter. And I'm ready to open up the door and open up the energy for change. And visualize yourself opening that door. And take note of what you see when you open that door. Because that is everything. So I hope that this episode served you well and you take all of this guidance, all of this incredible energy to shift your life during one of the most impactful energetic portals of the year. No freaking way, guys. I'm not even freaking joking you. I literally just Googled, okay? Lionsgate Portal Energy 2023, because I wanted to just do a little blurb on what this is and what the internet is saying about this energy. Okay, so this is after I just did this whole fucking podcast. Like, I'm not even joking you, okay? And this, I just Googled and I clicked on the Refinery 29 website and it says, on August 8th, the radiant and vibrant Lionsgate portal arrives. This is the annual alignment of the Leo Sun and the star Sirius, hence the lion element. This magical gateway is filled with heartfelt desires, and although the portal is open from July 28th to August 12th, the 8th is when it hits the brightest and highest vibration due to its connection to universal life and coincidence. This marks a moment of increased energy flowing in the world between the spiritual and physical planes. It's a divine day to set intentions for the upcoming months and year and to watch them manifest with time. Like, I'm reading from my phone, so I wish I could film me and my reaction to all of this. Like, there is absolutely no coincidence, and holy effing shit, okay? Like, not only did we talk about desires here in this podcast, we also got the Sirius card from Dana's freaking new Oracle deck, okay? I am just trying not to curse too much because I'm so just in awe of spirit sometimes and channeling, and how just everything that is reflected to you today is on purpose. Oh my God. Ah, amazing. Well, guys, I hope that you have the most amazing week. It is Monday, August 7th, and tomorrow is the Lionsgate. Please let me know about your experience that you had during and after this podcast episode. I love you guys so much. I'm so grateful for you. And if you could, please subscribe, rate, review the podcast. I would love you and appreciate it. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Strength in the Soul podcast. If this episode served you in any way, please subscribe for more episodes like this one. By subscribing and rating, we get the visibility needed to impact the lives of many. We have a healing community that is growing to the capacity where we can reach so many people around the world. I am so grateful for your support. Visit strengthofthesoul.com for more information on how you can join our healing community.